It's new 102.7, Can't Be Karen, and we're going to say hi to Chris this morning. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Queens.
Nice. Thanks.
Chris, are you going to beat Karen? Let's call it now. Spoiler alert.
I really hope so, because I'm going to go buy all the toys for the kids.
Oh, we love that.
So I really hope so.
And if you want to help our toy drive, you could join Chris. Text the word toy to the phone number 20357. One $3 toy can change a child's life.
Absolutely. In the meantime, we're going to toss Karen out of the studio. So, Chris, remove Karen from the premises.
Bye, Karen. See you soon.
All right, Chris, good luck.
We're kicking Karen out. So that she won't hear the questions we're about to ask to Chris, who's in the hot seat for what game?
Can't Be Karen!
Here we go again. Can you be Karen? Yeah! Okay then.
Question number one, Chris. What's the name of the newest Taylor Swift album?
Oh, no.
3 seconds.
Something on the show.
Last night, the New York City Rockefeller tree was lit. Who hosted the event?
I have no idea.
All right, we're going to move on to the third question. There were rumors that Gwen Stefani and her partner were splitting up. They're proving that the spark is, quote, hella good, as they said. Who's her partner?
Blake Shelton?
There's a viral video of a Walmart manager hyping up his team before they start their day. He's dancing to the song Golden from Huntrix. What movie is that from?
Hunter Demon Slayer?
Final question for Chris. An orange splat was the logo to what TV channel?
Come on.
Nickelodeon.
Very good, Chris. All right, you got 2 out of 5 correct on Can't Be Karen. We're going to bring the pop culture queen back into the studio. Let's see how she does with the same questions we just asked to Chris.
Karen!
She didn't hear anything that happened, and she's coming back into the studio right now. Chris, what do you got going on today?
I'm just driving to work. I'm actually running an hour late, so
oh, no.
This is sad.
Might as well play.
Yeah. Welcome back, Karen. Question number one. What's the name of the newest Taylor Swift album?
Life of a Showgirl.
Yeah, you got a point for that one. Chris did not. She ran out of time.
Oh, Chris.
We can't give Chris 2 extra
she
seconds.
She ran out of time.
I know.
Last night, the New York City Rockefeller tree was lit. Who hosted the event?
Reba McEntire.
Yes, she did. You got a point. Chris did not. There were rumors that Gwen Stefani and her partner were splitting up. They're proving that the spark is, quote, hella good, though, as they said. Who's her partner?
Blake Shelton.
It's Blake Shelton. Karen and Chris get a point. There's a viral video of a Walmart manager hyping up his team before they start their day. He's dancing to the song Golden from Huntrix. What movie is that from?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Karen gets a correct. Chris couldn't think of the correct wording for the name of the movie. An orange splat was the logo to what TV channel?
Nickelodeon.
It is Nickelodeon. Karen
gets a
point.
Oh my God, I almost didn't get that.
So
does
Chris.
Crazy.
Karen got 5 out of 5 correct. Oh. Chris.
Oh,
fought hard.
The show off. Life of a show off.
Yeah. Chris walks away from the game with 2 out of 5.
Oh, Chris. Listen, you still get that $100 Toys R Us gift card at American Dream. You also got a Can't Be Karen mug.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, I'll be going and donating all those toys to you guys. So I really hope you guys meet your goal.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much.
Yeah. Chris, there's one more thing you got to say.
I can't be Karen.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time, then.
On Blown Off Today, we're helping out Maya, who has been seeing Sandro after 5 or 6 amazing dates. Everything was going fantastic. She is also a backup dancer for professional cheerleading squad for an NFL team.
But you won't tell us the team, Maya?
No.
All right, no, I get it.
You don't have to. And also a burlesque dancer, which is fabulous. She has no idea why Sandro is blowing her off, so we're going to call Sandro right now.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Sandro?
Yeah, this is Sandro. What's up?
Hey, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony. We're calling from New 102.7 Radio. You're on the radio this morning, Sandro, because you won a really cool prize if you have a minute. We'll tell you about it.
What?
Sandro, congratulations. We have an incredible woman who's an NFL cheerleader, and she wants to go on date number 7 with you. You know I'm talking about Maya. We want to just, want to pay for a date between the two of you guys. We know you've been blowing her off.
Yeah. You're kidding me, right? No way. Maya. Yeah. I'm good. I don't want to date,
a what? I'm sorry, what?
You know.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like,
I don't understand.
Because of burlesque dancing?
I went to a strip club last week. We went with a bunch of coworkers, and they sometimes go, you know, we go for lunch. They've actually got a good buffet, which is kind of crazy.
Sure they do.
Oh, yeah, the wings. They got really good wings.
Okay, but, so wait, what happened?
Okay, so we're there. We're eating, you know, the chicken wings and, you know, watching the show. And Maya was dancing on the pole backstage. She didn't see me. Oh, yeah. She didn't tell you that, did she? So I freaked out, and I pretended like I got sick. And I got out of there immediately.
Oh, well, you didn't talk to her? Are you sure it was her?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, so I bounced. I'm out. I'm not trying to date a whore. Nope.
Oh,
not for me.
Really? I mean,
I'm not a whore. Are you kidding?
Oh, there she is. You said burlesque dancer. That's not a burlesque dancer. Burlesque dance doesn't take the clothes off on a pole. That's not what a burlesque dancer does.
Are you kidding? You didn't even stay to see the whole thing. It's an art.
No. Oh, it's an art form.
Like you're saying it.
That's a whole form.
I'm so confused. Whoa.
I could have told you.
Sandra, let's not use that word again, please.
I told you I was a burlesque dancer.
No, you said a burlesque dancer, not a f***er dancer.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I said the other week, my friend Jeffrey, last week, he paid $25 for a DJ there.
Okay, I think this has got to end. I'm really sorry you got involved with this guy, Maya.
Hey, I'm proud of what I do. I love what I do. I make more money in a day than he makes in, like, a year, I swear.
I'm sure.
So, and I don't have to take off my clothes to do it.
Karen Carson in the morning.